It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Friday, February 9th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Northeast Iowa man has been arrested on multiple charges accusing him of sexually abusing a child. The Winnesee County Sheriff's Office says 72-year-old Gerald Holthouse of Castalia was taken into custody yesterday afternoon on three counts of second-degree sexual abuse, all Class B felonies. According to the criminal complaints, authorities received a report of child sex abuse on Monday after a forensic interview was conducted with the Allen Child Protection Center in Waterloo, in which a child victim alleged that Holthouse sexually abused the child at Holthouse's residence near Castalia. The victim disclosed the activity had occurred over the past few months, starting in the fall of 2023, and had taken place as recently within the last 2 weeks. A search warrant was executed at Holthouse's residence on Tuesday, which led to an interview with Holthouse, who stated he had been picking up the child and bringing the child to his residence because the child liked the cats and helped him with chores. He denied any sexual activity occurred with the child. Authorities say items described by the victim in the forensic interview were located inside Holthouse's residence. They were seized and identified, which appeared to corroborate statements made by the victim. A Charles City man has been accused of assaulting a female victim. The Charles City Police Department responded to a call in the 900 block of E Street for a possible domestic situation at about 10:30 last night. Their investigation led to the arrest of 36-year-old Robert Beatty for domestic abuse assault causing injury or mental illness. According to the criminal complaint, Beatty got into an argument with the victim when he allegedly grabbed her, held her down by her throat, put a pillow over her head, and then punched her numerous times in the head. Similar to the last half of 2023, much of our region remains in extreme drought. According to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor for Iowa, based on precipitation through 7 a.m. Tuesday, February 6th, all of Blackhawk, Bremer, Buchanan, Howard, Chickasaw, Fayette, and Floyd counties are still rated in the D3 extreme drought category. Almost all of Butler, Cerro Gordo, Mitchell, and Winnesee counties also remain in extreme drought. ISU Extension agronomist Terry Bossel is with the Northeast Iowa Research Farm just west of Nashua, which has been at the heart of some of the driest land.
So just to bring that into perspective a little bit, if we take a look at the research farm here for 2023, we ended up from April, the growing season precipitation, from April through the end of November with 13.83 inches of rain. We normally have roughly 30, 31 inches within that same time frame. So we were down roughly 16 to 17 inches.
While there hasn't been a lot of snow and rain this winter, Bossel says there's been enough precipitation to at least help hold the status quo.
I haven't seen much for runoff so far, so I think most of it has kind of trickled down, infiltrated into the soil profile. It's a good start. However, we need a really nice spring that's going to give us, you know, some ample rainfall to help recharge that soil profile, be able to get the crop up and going at the beginning of the season.
Despite the shortage in precipitation last growing season, Bossel says he's amazed at the resiliency of the crops thanks to advances in seed technology.
It blows my mind. It's like, you know, the summer you drive by a field and you're like, holy smokes. It's weathering the storm. You know, 15, 20 years ago, I would have said, I'm done.
About half of the state of Iowa as a whole remains in the severe to extreme drought categories. Law enforcement agencies across Iowa are encouraging Super Bowl fans to be a team player. Don't let fans drive drunk. Trooper Tom Williams with the Mason City District Office of the Iowa State Patrol says it's the latest special traffic enforcement program.
You know, that goes throughout the year too, but February 11th, Super Bowl, is a step date, so there'll be extra enforcement for that as well. Extra traffic enforcement, speed, seat belts, distracted driving, impaired driving, all of the above.
Local law authorities will also be involved this Sunday, including the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office, with Sheriff Ryan Shaver cautioning Super Bowl revelers that it doesn't take as much drinking as you think to impact your driving.
Every time you think you're okay, you're probably not. And we just want to make sure that you're safe, but especially those that are also on the road that want to make sure that they're safe as well.
Shaver adds that there are many ways to avoid drinking and driving.
You need a ride? Phone a friend. Call someone. If you go to another area where they offer the rideshare services, whether it's Uber, Lyft, there's, you know, local taxi services, utilize those options. Maybe designate somebody to drive before you guys go, or I mean, hopefully you've got somebody you could call and say, hey, I need a ride, come pick me up.
The Charles City Police Department and Howard County Sheriff's Office are also participating in the STEP program on Super Bowl Sunday. According to the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, 35% of Iowa's fatal crashes in 2022 involve an impaired driver. The city of Nashua has filled its open council seat. In October, then-Mayor Alex Andhofer resigned, citing family reasons to leave office. Councilman Harold Kelleher was then elevated from mayor pro tem to acting mayor. After Kelleher won re-election to the city council in November, he was officially appointed mayor in December and will serve out the remaining 2 years of Andhofer's term. That also opened up Kelleher's city council seat. During Monday night's city council meeting, Peggy Hall and Ashley Castor both explained why they were interested in the open position and how they thought they could benefit the community. Mayor Kelleher called for a motion to approve the appointment of Hall, which was passed by a majority 3-0 vote, with Councilman Ernie Wilshire absent and the one seat vacant. Hall said she is anxious to get started. While an appointment has been made, any eligible voter in Nashua could file a petition for a special election for that council seat. That petition must be filed within 14 days of the appointment. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.